We all have our dream jobs, but rarely do we get a chance to actually do them. Nicole Loren does. She presides over a courtroom by day, but at night, she transforms into something completely different. KJZZ's Phil Latzman introduces us to a Valley woman truly living a double life.
For the past 25 years, Nicole Loren has served as a municipal court judge in the town of Gilbert. But many in her courtroom don't know about her other gig. Loren is also the lead singer of the Valley-based and self-described all-girl garage psych rock quartet called The Darts. Before departing on a tour that will take her and her band across Europe, Judge Loren dropped by our studios to talk about a career that balances rock and roll with the law.
Did you think about both when you were growing up? I could be a judge and a musician at the same time?
Well, no, it was the music. It was the music. That was the first love, for sure. The music came very early, with early piano lessons and all that good stuff that kids start out with. And my parents are both scientists and didn't really get the whole music thing at first, but they were pretty supportive of it eventually. Took a lot of classical piano lessons and competed with classical music throughout high school and everything, and was really serious about it. Came time for college, and my mom was like, "No, I don't think so. I think we need to do something that might pay the bills, or at least have a backup plan." So I studied psychology at the University of Michigan, and still played in bands, played in the Michigan Marching Band, actually. Did a lot with the music all throughout. And then when it came time to, you know, get serious about a career, I came to the U of A down in Tucson and went to law school down there, and still pursued the music on the side.
You're a classically trained musician.
Yes.
Then you played in a jazz band.
Yes.
And then you became a rock and roll, as you describe it, all-girl garage psych rock quartet. How did that transition happen?
I hate to say it, but the less time you have in life, I think the more you gravitate towards the three-chord music. So you end up in punk rock eventually, because it doesn't take a lot of time. You can play those three chords like a champ, and you can scream into a microphone, and it's very cathartic.
Very proud of the fact that this is an all-female band.
I am, you know, and I hate to call it a girl band or use that gimmick or anything like that, but, you know, it is still hard to find a great female punk rock drummer. It's hard to find a great female punk rock bass player, and it shouldn't be, honestly. So, yeah, if we can play and inspire somebody out there to pick up an instrument, let's do it.
How do fans of the band react when you, if in a casual conversation, mention that you're a judge? And then on the other side of things, as a judge, how do maybe attorneys or other people in courtrooms react when you tell them you're a punk rock musician?
The attorneys aren't surprised at all, because a lot of them are in bands too, to be honest. It's very...
Sounds like a release for
it's a very common release.
Lawyer, I think, community here in Arizona.
Yeah, it really is. And in Arizona, I would say especially, we have a really amazing, solid group of lawyers and judges who I have tremendous respect for. I mean, I am really proud of Arizona's bar and bench. I think we are very lucky. So I don't think the lawyers are too surprised about what I do. In fact, a lot of them come to the shows and are very supportive of it.
About the people who watch you as a musician? You're up there singing.
They're a little more surprised. Maybe even a little worried sometimes about their own lives and how I might, quote-unquote, judge them. But that is not what I'm about.
Nicole Loren is the lead singer of The Darts. She's also a municipal court judge in Gilbert here in the Valley. Fascinating life. So nice to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
I can't thank you enough for this. Thank you.
And after their upcoming European tour, the Darts return to Phoenix to play the Rhythm Room in November. Phil Latzman, KJZZ News.